They were.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil, Tom's not here today. Have you guys spoken at length about...
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here. The guys that are here are improving. They're working hard. And those are the guys we're going to focus on. Not everybody's working, but all the guys that are out here working are improving. And it's a great opportunity for them and for our team to come together. That's what's happening.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick earlier today talking to the media saying he's not going to talk about the guys who are not there. That includes Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Not there. Absent. Tom Brady, where is he? Where do you think he is right now? Do we know? Is he in California still? Is he here back at home? Is he in Brazil?
He's here.
Where
Sunday,
the hell
right?
is he?
I think he's here.
He's here now.
He was out and about in New York Sunday.
Well, his place is up for sale in New York. I saw that yesterday.
I think he's sold 5 to 10 things that he's owned in New York. Homes or penthouses or apartments. And has made massive money on them.
$14 million if you want their apartment in New York. Yep. $13.95 million.
Nice crash pad.
4 beds, 3 baths. And that's going to be going up for sale soon. Exquisite views.
Exquisite.
Absolutely exquisite.
Nice view of the smog.
So that's what we know about Tom Brady right now, is that he's got a place up for sale, a condo, apartment, whatever you want to call it, for sale in New York. He's not at OTAs. And yesterday we spent a little bit of time talking about this. He's obviously upset with some things, as is Rob Gronkowski. Gronk's looks like it could get resolved with a contract tweak later this week. Mm-hmm. Brady, we really don't know. Brady, there doesn't seem to be any real clarity. We expect him to show up when it becomes mandatory for minicamp. That's what's likely to happen. But other than that, what do we really know?
Well, he's probably at that condo in New York doing, like, touch-up paint, probably going around.
Walkthrough. You know when you have the blue masking tape and you go and you stick them on the wall? I got to do the little spots you want to fix.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
They do that in Flipping Vegas.
Exactly. You got to make sure, you know, everything's tidied up.
That guy, Scott, he walks around like, fix this paint. Change
the
windows. This outlet.
You can never do the windows enough. You know, the clean windows make a big difference.
Well, that gook on the outside of it.
You just break that.
He's big Windex guy. He's probably really
A&R's.
Taking care of those windows. Making sure there's no streaks.
Right?
A lot of glass in that apartment. A lot of windows. A lot of glass.
Talking about the views.
I think it comes with a parking space. You have to buy that. I bet he has 2 parking spaces with that. At that cost. Oof.
So we do know that Brady is upset about a number of things. Contract is related to it. Alex Guerrero is related to it. Wanting to have fun and feel appreciated, according to his wife, is a part of it. But Brady's not there. And this is OTAs. It's not mandatory. It is voluntary.
Yep.
But when Brady has been there, we've always said that's, you know, Brady being Brady. Working hard, coming together as a team, getting in as much work as a team as you possibly can. Brady himself has even told us how important OTAs are. Listen to Tom Brady in his own words tell us the importance of OTAs and think to yourself, should he be there? Is it important that he be there? All those questions are very pertinent after hearing Tom Brady. This is 2013, June of 13, Brady on OTAs.
You know, you just try to stay after it every day, as much time as you can, communicating about certain looks, coverages, defensive personnel and alignments and route adjustments. It's really a matter of how you know, the effort that you put into it. So, you know, guys have been working pretty hard. We've been here, you know, the whole off season to try to get up to speed. And like I said, the guys that have been here, everyone's made a bunch of improvements. Hopefully we continue to make improvements as, you know, mini camp ends and the beginning of training camp starts.
Coach, this morning, OTAs and mini camp are a time to lay a foundation. Do you think that you guys have done a good job of that so far?
Yeah, he talks about, you know, you think, God, it's just an OTA in the springtime, and it's not that important, and, you know, all those things that probably could enter your mind. But the truth is this lays the foundation for the start of training camp. And if you have a good training camp, it usually means a good start to the season. And a good season, you know, good start to the season leads to, you know, a good position entering the second half of the season, which leads to good play. So everything ends up having some significance to it. And you're just not out here running plays and, you know, going through different things that, you know, aren't going to mean anything. And we're out here trying to get a lot of things accomplished. And, you know, I think we have done that, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done. It's really never ending, especially when you play for Coach Belichick, because especially in practices when the offense goes against the defense, because if the offense makes a play, then the defense sucks, and if the defense makes a play, then the offense sucks. So someone's really going to get yelled at on every play. So there's always, you know, low lights when we come in the next day. Even if it was a great offensive play, you know, he's going to yell at someone on the defense. So, you know, we've become a bit used to that now, and, you know, that's part of the learning process, and also learn how to play for the Patriots and understand the criticism that you're getting, and hopefully use it constructively so you can improve as a player.
Okay. You think it's just an OTA in the spring, and it's not that important? And the truth is, it lays the foundation for the start of training camp. And if you have a good training camp, it means a good start to the season. Good start to the season means good second half of the season, and so on and so on.
Took a couple things out of that at the end. It's tough playing for Coach Belichick, because we come in and we play, and you think you make a great play. Guess what? Next day, he's crapping on someone, saying this guy sucked, that guy sucked. We suck or they suck. You could see now that's what, 2013? So let's go back 5 years. Kids are younger. You don't want to travel as much. You kind of more embedded at home. House wasn't built yet, was it? Or wasn't it? Not sure. When did they move into that mansion?
You know what? Can we just...
That doesn't even matter. His face looks a hell of a lot different. I'll tell you by watching the video.
Yeah, sure does.
Oh, by the way, nobody wants to... Well, some people do. But for the most part...
We seem like he's peeved by a lot of Belichick yet, but it's starting to build. He's starting to indicate... Shut up. Stupid-ass chair.
We'd all rather spend more time with our family, right? In an ideal world.
Of course. Yeah.
Don't you get months to do that? During the offseason?
Wouldn't you say an NFL player probably gets more time than most people?
Like, right now, during these during these OTAs.
Yeah. Hockey.
What time are they getting in? 6, 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
What time they work until, Zoe?
Probably 3.
Yeah. It's just going to work.
That's only like a 5-day OTA thing.
It's just going to work.
Any other time, you're out by noon.
And during the season...
You get in at 6 a.m., you're out by noon. Easy.
Right.
During workout.
You're there. Easy. You travel... 10 times a year. I don't feel that bad for him.
Oh, you can blame a guy for not wanting to spend more time with his family.
They're not doing training camp in China for 2 months.
I mean, she's got to be harping on it, too.
Does that mean Devin McCourty doesn't want to spend time with his family?
Well,
his
new baby? That's exactly what it means.
His new baby, Brady?
Right.
He must not care about his family.
Well, with a baby, I wouldn't blame him.
Well, my buddy saw him at Target. Yesterday with his kid, and Devin was there getting diapers.
Right.
Doing a dad.
But let's be honest, this
Matthew
isn't about
Slater's
family.
Blowing off his family.
Okay. Nobody believes that.
Okay,
do you believe
good.
That?
No.
You believe this about
no.
his family?
And I want that to stop. No, we got to be done with that.
That's a sell job, the OTA stuff. That's a sell job. Like building the foundations in it. Yeah,
so you think he's lying then?
No. I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Just overplaying.
He's giving you. I mean, it's important to him, but.
You're lying then, or you're lying now?
Well, that's the Sid Poole.
Are you lying to me then, or are you lying to me now? Do you really think,
which
like 10 weeks into season, Tom Brady's looking back? Boy, good thing we learned this one little trick in third session of that phase three of OTAs. I think he's giving you some sound because he's the mandatory. Hey, I'm going to talk.
So
this
we
day.
Should not have believed him when he said that was important. OTAs are important to him.
Well, I think he's proven
and
to
that
you
there's something to be gained.
Saying now when he speaks, be careful of what you take as his word. I don't know. He wants to stay away for a reason.
So if you're telling me that it's not important, then you're also telling me that everyone who's at OTAs is wasting their time because it's not necessary.
It's tough playing for Coach Belichick, but what are they doing prior to there? He's trying to get back on winning. You're losing a Super Bowl. You know, you're trying to get back on track until you win a couple. And then you win a couple and you go to 3 and 4 years. And then maybe you think you played your ass off in the last one that you lost, and you should have 3 wins in 4 years. Maybe you're a little more pissed off with all the other stuff you have to balance, meaning coming in early for those meetings to get your ass handed to you if you're not well, or if you didn't play well. See, he better be on point when he gets back. That's all I'm saying.
And what if he's not? I mean, you keep saying that.
I could see Bill being a bitch. Maybe he'll hang him out a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe less protection with the press. Well, you were there. You saw the interception. How do you think he was?
You think that ultimately is going to be good for the team?
I mean, no. I mean, because this is ultimately the beginning of the end, right? This is where you start to see separation. How are you going to feel next week, June 5th, if we get the shot where Bill's there with his one hand on the hip, spinning his whistle on the other hand on the index finger, cocking back and leaning back with a smile as Brady's smiling, talking to him as they stand 2 feet apart? Aren't you going to get the feeling like, oh my God, we overblew everything? That here they are, they're back working, getting ready for football, and they both know they're going to bust their ass, and this is what's good for the team. There's Tom in uniform. There's Tom with his hands in his warmer, and he's laughing, talking to coach about something, joking. But, oh, wow, they actually speak and get along. They actually interact. Look at that. Is everybody going to feel better when that happens? Because I think we haven't seen that yet since February.
I'm going to feel better when you feel better, so.
I don't feel great.
Because you're going to feel better before anybody else feels better.
Correct. I've been antsy for a month. I don't like where this is heading. I don't doubt he's going to be ready when he comes back. But this is a guy where everything was predicated on leadership. Right? I don't get sore. I don't get sore anymore.
I'll tell you some good news.
I know how to get hit.
You want some good news from Patriots OTAs?
Yeah. Give me some news.
I'll give you some good news coming up next.
Good.
All right?
Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
OTA OTAs happening. Phase 3 in Foxborough today. Here's the good news. Julian Edelman is there. He turns 32 today.
Wow.
And there is some video of him running. How do you think he looks?
He looks fantastic. This isn't like Welker coming back. Remember when Welker came back? It was kind of with the big brace on and kind of incorporating him, and he was on a reserve list and all that. There's no brace. There's not even a wrap on his knee. And he is cutting on a dime. Full speed. Full speed. Stop, go, cutting. No resistance whatsoever. That makes me feel better. He looks great. Looks really good. He's going to come out like gangbusters.
When you go back to last year, isn't it easy to forget that the Patriots didn't have him?
I thought season was over. Getting on that bus, not over, but I thought they were in trouble. Getting on that bus in Detroit. And then the way the year started, and trying to find out what you are offensively, I'm like, wow, this year's not going to be a good year. Because the offense was so dependent upon him. And that's with Gronk coming off back surgery. Like, that's a guy that knows when Brady's showing up. Why is he there busting his ass?
You think?
You know why? Because he's 32. You know what this coach does when guys like that position start to hit 32 and you have an injury? You start looking elsewhere. It's like a running back. Running backs at the age of 32, your days are numbered in this league. Same thing for slot receivers. But this, he looks explosive. Like, he looks really good running.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Jim, pliable.
Jim, am I right?
Hold on.
Pliability.
Aren't half-speed drills that he's running.
He's not running against anybody, though. He's just on the field running. He looks good. He looks to be cutting well. That's important.
It's the cut.
Okay. Let's relax on he looks explosive.
He looks explosive. He does. Looks explosive. Oh, you want me to say?
I don't even think he's trying to run at full speed.
I think he
looks really explosive.
Yeah. He looks really muscular, too. Whew. Cut.
Tom thinks he looks thinner.
Yep.
Cut. I don't think he does.
I couldn't tell. It looks like they're wearing those half pads, those half shoulder pad things.
I don't think they're wearing anything. They're just wearing shirts.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's got anything on. I don't think he looks thinner. I think he looks exactly the same, but he's running without the brace. That, to me, is important. He also injured that in August. Yeah. So he's had a long time to recover. I mean, long time.
See, but also, I mean...
In modern times, it's a long time to recover from an ACL.
So why are you trying to downplay it?
I'm not. I just think Zoe's getting a little too excited. Like, he looks good. He does. It's good news. Thing explosive. He's going to come out. All right, let's get to training camp and have him line up against a defensive back.
2 years ago, I was the one who was on the whole foot thing. Like, this is going to be... And Zoe kept saying, no, watch. And then what did he do? He came out and was great. So I'll take Zoe's opinion on Edelman.
He looks great. Now, this is what could be bugging Bill. Here's this kid. Went through all those foot surgeries. Came back. Blew the knee out. Looks great right now. And I don't have the quarterback getting the timing down with him. Like, we're missing days. That's what's important to Bill. Two-hour throwing sessions.
No days off.
Hey, but you also can't be that upset when you get out in front of it and you call the whole thing voluntary. How many years have you been covering this team? You ever remember to say, coach, starting an off-season program? Just remember, guys, the voluntary stuff starts next week. Talk to a bunch of players that won't be here. They have prior commitments, and they'll be trickling in. But voluntary. Key word, voluntary. Voluntary was not used today. Wasn't even using the phrasing of any questions. What did Ken and Lowell say he would ask him? Belmont? Something about the Belmont? Or was that an actual question today? I can't even remember.
No, the question was about Wellesley question. LaCrosse.
Okay, yeah, Ken. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, the question was about LaCrosse today for Bill Belichick, who, again, didn't want to talk about any of this. Doesn't want to talk about Brady not being there, Gronkowski not being there. Meanwhile, Julian Edelman's on the field. Jordan Matthews is here.
I forgot about Jordan Matthews.
And he's on the field. You want to go so far as to say the sixth-round pick, Braxton Berrios, he was in the sixth round, right? I have that right?
Yep.
He's here, trying to see if they have anything in that guy.
I guess Etling was running routes today.
Etling wearing 58.
So after he was asked, after we cut out of it, he was asked if there's any significance to the rookies not being assigned numbers. Because when they handed out the roster to the media, the rookies didn't have any numbers.
Yeah.
And he said no, or I don't know, something to that effect. And then somebody cracked the code and said all the rookies are wearing numbers in the 50s, starting with their selection. So Sony Michel must be 51. Or Isaiah Wynn must be 51, Sony Michel 52, and Etling was 58 because he was the eighth selection in the draft. I don't know what the undrafted guys are wearing.
That's
I have no
cute.
Idea.
That's cute.
That's nice.
And yeah, he was catching passes apparently.
What would Brady wear his rookie year then? 199?
Just 99. Just give him some high number. Brady's not there, though. And some people will tell you that it's not important, it's not his wife, but Brady himself would tell you that OTAs are important. And it feels like Bill Belichick sort of feels like it's important to get the work in. And the receivers are there, and there could be work going on, and it's not. It's not happening.
Brett Bielema is there, though.
Yes, he is.
Just lurking in the background?
Yes, he is.
Bedard must be back from Cleveland, because he's tweeting that looks like he's... As the third special teams coach he's
working When do as. Tweets from OTAs?
Who's bigger right happen? Now, Bedard or Bulimia?
I don't think we've ever done tweets from OTAs.
Do we have tweets from OTAs? Do we have a sounder for that?
We usually do mini camp and training camp. We've never done OTAs because it's never really mattered,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe today we start that. Hardy's already laughing at us.
Maybe I'll just have Tom drop in his voice saying OTAs.
OTAs. OTAs.
Yeah, we can put that together relatively quickly.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Of course. The Patriots did add a couple of coaches to their staff, too, by the way. Cameron Accord, assistant special teams coach, and Adif Austin as a coaching assistant. Accord was most recently the interim head coach at Southwest Mississippi Community College. Jesus. I'd say that's a pretty big leap.
SWMCC?
Ah, yes, the storied SWMCC.
I'd say that's knowing somebody.
I think they've had a few games against the School of South Dakota School in Mining or whatever Minds in technology. He played safety at Belhaven, beginning his coaching career as a special teams assistant
where?
The University of Southern Mississippi.
Never heard of where he was or where he played.
Austin spent the past four seasons as the receivers coach and special teams coordinator at North Dakota State. At least somebody's heard of North Dakota State.
A little bit.
He's part of three FCS national championships.
Ah.
I mean, that's not terrible. That's acceptable. Southwest Mississippi Community College.
Jesus.
SWMCC. Put that on a t-shirt. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your Celtics calls. Thoughts on Tom Brady not showing up for OTAs. All of that coming up after Headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub Headlines.
It's all tied at two after the Cavaliers beat the Celtics 111-102 last night in Cleveland. Jaylen Brown after the game wasn't all bad, right?
We played some really good ball. You know, we just dug ourselves in the hole in the first half. We came back from 15, made it. I think the closest we got it to was maybe 7 or 6. And we fought. We played a better game than the last time. We got blew off the floor game 3, game 4. We came out and we played with much more resilience. We just couldn't get over that. We just got to do a little bit more on the road, and it's a team like this.
That leads us to Game 5, which will be tomorrow night back in Boston at the TD Garden. In the Western Conference, it's Game 4 tonight. Houston trails the best of 7, 2-1. They visit Golden State. That's a 9 o'clock Boston time tip. Red Sox take on the Rays Tropicana Field tonight. It's the 1-3. Chris Sale goes to the mound to start the series. Headlines are brought to you by Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores. Big pre-owned sales event going on all Memorial Day weekend. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Open lines. You want to jump on board here on Zolak and Bertrand?
You okay? Thank you for that salad, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I think I'm allergic to vinegar, a certain kind of vinegar.
You okay?
Because I got one of them little, what do you call those little things? You get a little thing at the end of your tongue. A little thing that breaks out.
A little canker sore?
Yeah, like a little one. It only came out because of vinegar, like it had the bite to it. That's messing with me.
He's feeling his lips and his tongue. Are they going numb?
No. It's right in the end of my tongue.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Like, if you bite some nuts, like, the roof of my mouth gets, breaks out. Only on certain nuts. I think it's like a, it's not walnuts. It's more, what's the cashews? A salted cashew.
What?
That's a nut allergy. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Now my tongue's like, my tongue won't work.
I know, you have a nut allergy or do you have a vinegar allergy?
You start the segment, you're like, you got issues.
Like
some
I came
sort.
In, I went and got some water and I washed it
out. Roger Goodell at a press conference.
Exactly. Roger Goodell and he's nervous.
Very dry.
Right, Don't ask a question. So we got any stuff coming in from
Yeah, we have tons of stuff to get to on OTAs.
This is good. It's that time of year, man. Football's coming.
And we've got the sounder ready.
Football.
Oh. Tweets from OTAs.
What the hell was that?
That's me and you.
OTAs. Tweets from OTAs. Tweets from OTAs.
It's good.
Oh, Hardy didn't do that one.
It's pretty good.
Hardy, how much of a train wreck does
that have
written?
Is that me twice? Because I said OTAs multiple times?
OTAs.
Well, did you layer it?
Oh, they layered it.
It's layered, but
it's like a bad
one's
lasagna.
A lot longer than the other.
Yeah, oh, that's why I think it's sort of magical.
Yeah, it works.
It's good.
What when you when I thought the decision had been made. It was just going to be Tom.
Well, no,
no.
Tweedly diddly tweets from OTAs.
Like if you're driving around, you listen to a radio host. in some sports stations, and you think, this guy is so bad. Sometimes it's so bad it works. Like, I got to stay tuned to see what this idiot's going to say.
Okay,
next.
To the tweets we go.
Oh, here we go.
Tweets from OTAs.
It's not tightened up.
Oh,
Jim just told me in my ear that it was going to be better now.
No.
You made it worse. As bad as it was, now it's worse.
That sort of made it worse.
It did make it worse. It absolutely
is this your first week on the other side
Greg
of the
Bedard.
Glass.
Greg Bedard. Brett, say his name for me again, Jim.
Saberhead.
Bielema.
Bielema. I always am going to get that wrong. Brett Bielema is very involved, or at least he's trying to look involved, with Patriots special teams as, like, the number three coach. Oh, okay. Mike Reese, observations from practice part one.
Ooh.
Rookie corner, Keon Crossan, had the play of the day. Leaping end zone interception and coverage on James White. Brian Hoyer is the quarterback. Shocker that Brian Hoyer threw a pick.
Early projections here, and I've been hearing it from a lot of people internally.
Yeah.
I think week one, that kid's going to be your starting corner in nickel.
Who's that?
Inside. This kid, Crossan.
Okay. Crossan or Clausen? How do you say his name?
Crossan.
Crossan.
That's what I just said. Okay.
He ran like a 4.3, right?
He runs a 4.3, okay. And some have had him at sub 4.3. And he's got some length to him.
All right, that's Keon Crossan. He also said, keep an eye on corner Ryan Lewis. A lot of quality reps and ball disruption playing opposite Stephon Gilmore.
But I'm going to go back to Crossan real quick, too. Not just speed, because there'll be a lot of speed guys that come in. Said he has the competitive juices that Malcolm had and same type of hands.
What? Just being an idiot. Just whispering in my ear. Ryan Lewis. Isn't that Macklemore's buddy?
It is, isn't it?
It was funny.
What was that song?
You should have said it. Why didn't you say that on the air?
Was that one hit wonder they had? Thrift Shop?
Yeah, they did Thrift Shop, too.
Yeah, just let this play. I'll keep reading the tweets. Doug Kide, Brady Gronk, Mitchell, David Jones, Jonathan Jones.
Whoa.
Bolden, Hightower, Tooney, Cody Hollister, Trey Flowers, all missing.
Where's
not
Mitchell?
Not spotted at OTAs.
Where's Mitchell?
Mitchell practiced yesterday, was not spotted today.
Is he going to be an every other day guy?
I don't know, but that doesn't speak well of his injury if that's the case.
Oh.
Players spotted at OTAs who are also recovering from injuries. Edelman. Cyrus who?
Cyrus Jones? Get ready, boy.
We just put Cyrus?
Oh, yeah. You know who he is?
Run out of characters? Cyrus Circus Jones?
You don't want to say the whole name.
Put a ball on the ground, you know it's Cyrus Jones.
Yeah. Trent Brown, Isaiah Wynn, Rivers, Harvey Longy, Cannon, Claiborne.
That's right. Harvey Longy had that bad accident with his wife.
Malcolm Mitchell. Not there. Julian Edelman limited today, mostly fielded punts.
Oh, he looked good. No, he didn't. He was catching balls.
Mark Daniels said with Joe Tooney out, James Ferentz saw a lot of time in left guard. With
Ooh.
Cannon out, Cole Crosston saw reps at right tackle, left tackle. Saw plenty of Adrian Waddle. In 11 on 11s, Brian Hoyer, 8 of 18 with a pick.
Oh, God.
Danny Etling, 3 of 6. That's from Mark Daniels. Mike Reese.
I feel bad again.
Mike Reese, part two. Cordarrelle Patterson's size stands out. Looked like he could line up with tight ends.
Reese checking out dude's size.
He says Adrian Claiborne had no issues with the quad. And then he wrote, get off at right defensive end shows up.
Do you miss Rob Gronkowski that much?
Could you add a few more characters? Seriously. Like his ability to get off the line or the get off.
I'm still stuck on Cordarrelle Patterson at tight end.
Yeah. Thank you.
He didn't say he played tight end. He said he looks like he could line up at tight end.
Yeah, so could Kenny Britt, right?
Yeah, but he's like a running back kick returner. It's not good if he looks like a tight end.
Jordan Matthews has some nice
conditioning
size.
On the hills to wrap up the
day.
Oh,
God.
Put it in the bank.
This is why they're not there.
Put it in the bank, as Bill Belichick likes to say. Mark Daniels with some 7-on-7 stats. Hoyer, 4 of 7. Etling, 2 of 3. Mark Daniels added that the quarterback play was ugly on the first set of 11-on-11s. First 9 passes saw a pick, 2 breakups, and 4 inaccurate throws by Hoyer. That to me is Brian Hoyer. That's who Brian Hoyer is.
Stop it!
What are they doing?
Cue the music. Ryan Lewis saw some time opposite Gilmore at corner.
Give me thrift shot.
Mark Daniels.
I want thrift shot.
Hey, Macklemore.
Yo.
Doug Kide, Danny Etling had a decent day for a rookie quarterback.
Give me thrift shot.
His mechanics look better.
I can't give you thrift shot.
His biggest knock is throwing under pressure, however, and there was obviously not pressure. That's Doug Guyon. Great tweet. Oh, that might be a tweet of a day. Let me read it to you one more time. Danny Etling had a decent day for a rookie quarterback. His mechanics looked better. His biggest knock is throwing under pressure, however, and there was obviously not pressure today. Mark Daniel says Jacob Hollister has a couple of nice touchdown grabs. Kenny Britt had a nice catch on the sideline. Overall, Jeff Howe, Brian Hoyer, 12 of 25 with a pick. Danny Etling, 4 of 9.
Stats from OTAs.
Oh, what do you think these guys have been waiting for?
I can't.
What idiot wore shorts too today?
From OTAs.
It hurts my feelings.
Stats from OTAs.
So
maybe we should make a new one.
Stats from.
Yeah, I like that. Do the OTAs. Stats from OTAs.
You and T-Bone, get back in the lab.
OTAs.
Can we all say OTAs together?
Apparently not.
No, the three of us right now. We'll try it and we'll piece it together.
I actually like the train.
One, two, three.
OTAs.
There you go. There's your recording.
Feeling it.
We have another tweet that we will get to. It's about the location of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, where they were yesterday, where they were expected to be today. They are together. We'll tell you what that tweet says next.
Oh, boy.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Twelve fifty-one. Now it's 12:51.
But by the time people hear this, it will already have been
12:51 now
for like 15 seconds.
What's the time of temperature there?
Yeah, what's the temp outside there?
It's not sponsored. It's so I won't
give it there, Barry Burbank.
Nope. Not giving it away for free. 1:36, you'll find out what time it is and what the temperature is.
You'll find out the time. Currently 65 degrees in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Brighton. Our home for not much longer.
Why don't you throw some money out the window while you're at it? Just tell people what the temperature is when it's not sponsored.
Why don't you shut up over there?
Yeah, why don't you shut up?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's currently 2 degrees cooler at our other our soon-to-be home. So that is going to impact the time and temperature reads. The time will remain the same at the new studio.
I always use airport temperature. Don't go
that's
by
so
what it is
outside.
That's
so stupid to use airport temperature. Like, nobody ever lives there.
So
says,
stupid
hey,
that you're here.
Let's go stand at the runway in the airport. Nobody does that.
Let's get to that information on Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady.
No.
Tweets from OTAs.
Nice.
Smooth. So smooth. Very smooth. Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald. Per source, both Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski went for their usual treatments at TB12 yesterday.
Ooh.
They were expected to do the same today. Day two of OTAs at Gillette, a short distance away.
So he's driving from Brookline and going to TB12 sports therapy.
These two are pissing me off.
I asked that question earlier. I said, where is he? Do we know where he is? Well,
yeah, he's.
I was told yesterday he's in town.
That, and you said that earlier, and this would confirm it.
Yeah.
Not only is he in town, he's in the town of Foxborough, which is not that big. And he's in Patriot Place today at his own clinic and not going next door to
same June 5th
be with his team, which would blow the family thing right out of the equation officially.
Oh, you got to work out. Where are you working out at?
No, if you're saying I can't be in town, I've got other commitments elsewhere with family, and I've got things going on this offseason. Well, wait, dude, you're next door. You're not out of town.
It's voluntary.
You're not tied up with something.
Don't you remember? It's voluntary.
Okay, I know that. I know that.
Key wording this offseason, voluntary. Just to make sure everybody understands that. Oh, this would crawl right up my,
That is awkward, man.
This would.
Wow. Why aren't you at the OTAs?
I'm next door at my own place.
So you mean you're because coming down here? Hold on.
Because we know better. We know better than what the team is doing is not as good as what we're
doing. You're coming down Route 1, and you go past the liquor store and the McDonald's, and you come down to the bottom of that.
They love us at that liquor store, by the way.
And you come down to that red light. You come down to that red light where for 18 years you've been so told to yank that car to that left lane and get in the left turn signal lane because you're going under the overpass, you're going back way to the stadium to the east side.
Just go straight a little while longer.
You're just going to keep going straight to the top of the hill, take the left by the CVS.
By the CVS.
And then park in the back of
right.
Well, no, TV that wouldn't 12. Even be it. I bet that's not even how it happens.
Oh, that's
not. Takes the left at P1.
Oh, boy.
You stay straight, you go into the player's lot, you take a right up the hill, you go to TB12.
Whoa.
There's literally a split in the road, yeah, and it's right by the movie theater.
Yep.
If you're the team, do you take one of those lifts, the Bobcats, pick up one of those big cement planters and put it in his parking spot?
Yes.
You know, because here's the way Brady's – I'll give you a little inside thing here. So Tom doesn't get his doors dinged on either the Maserati or, say, the Aston Martin that he does the ads for that he has.
They put planters next to the car?
His parking spot has a planter on one side and a planter on the other, so – nobody can park in the spots next to it, so they wouldn't ding the car.
I want that. I want that here.
So family's out of the equation. So are we down to three options now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's money. It's he's waiting for an answer from Belichick.
Where's he
or
at?
It's the exercise stuff with Guerrero. Yeah. Are those the only three options left now?
I'll take the ladder.
As we know,
I'll take the ladder. Whose building is he in? Who's probably working on him? Who's probably helping him work out?
Okay, but what if they give him a new contract and they don't let Guerrero back and he comes back? Then that one goes out of the equation, right?
I'm so confused by your equations.
No, I get what you're saying.
Three reasons he could be gone. We're down to three now. Process of elimination, we're down to three reasons, right?
Yeah.
It's either money, honestly, the answer about Butler, or it's Guerrero.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and this is where I think
it's this order, guys. I honestly think it's Guerrero, Butler, money.
I think it's money, Guerrero, Butler.
I think the Butler stuff is tied into do your job.
If they turn around and say, Tom, we're going to pay you $25 million a year, he's there tomorrow. I do.
I'm not saying this like I know anything. I'm telling you, I just think the Butler thing you could combine with the do your job phrase. Because they feel that we did our job, did you do your job?
I think that the two things are tied together, the money and Guerrero thing, because what he thinks is, if you're not going to give me my special treatment and allow special treatment of my guy being in and around this locker room, then I'm not going to give you special treatment. You pay me like you'd pay anybody else. And if you do, then okay, all is fair. And he's still going to get some access to him in the building, up in his personal suite when they break out the folding massage table, as we saw in Tom versus Time.
You know, everybody could be right. One could be right. It could be a combination.
You'd be right.
In my head, it's Tom Brady says, I know what's best for me. I know that this is better than those OTAs. For years, I was willing to go to the OTAs anyway, even though I knew it wasn't the best thing. But I know better, and now I don't care how it looks. And now Rob Gronkowski is acting and thinking
falling
the same way.
Isn't that a better case, though, during the conditioning part? Because that's related to training and working out, and you can make a case. Okay.
Well, if the tight end looks pliable.
You like to do your thing. They do their program. You don't like their program. You stay away. But today's not about
today's
about out. It's about football. Playing football.
Yeah, they're playing football.
Today's about the sport.
I'd be bugged if I was Belichick
and
today.
That's why I think there's a change in Bill Belichick's tone today.
I do, too.
All right, Tom, this isn't about your program anymore. This is about playing ball.
But it extends to playing ball, too. It's the whole, look, I know better. I know best. I've been doing this for a long time, been very successful at it, and willing to be the good soldier for many, many years, but I'm all done with that.
But I don't think that's what he's saying.
See, I was surprised today by the press conference.
I'm not showing up because I don't want to show up.
I was surprised today by the press conference.
Because I know it'll piss you off. That's what I think he's trying to do. He's trying to make somebody upset with him. Oh, you don't like it?
I think that Bill, and I said this yesterday, I think Bill knows when Tom is showing up. And I thought today when he stepped to the podium that he was going to get ahead of this, and he didn't. He chose not to.
More important than all of this,
you know what I mean?
Here's a question I would
let him hang out in the wind a little.
I'd love to know the answer to. Are those guys in contact with each other? Do they talk?
Who?
Brady? Belichick?
I would doubt it.
Like right now, is there any level of communication there?
Doubt it.
I think it's McDaniels, Brady.
Yeah, they called. They both talked to McDaniels, right?
Yeah.
Is there? They've got to have a middleman.
Uh huh.
Well, I bet McDaniels is happy he came back, huh?
Would you want to be?
See,
in
I've heard a lot of this with the OTA tie-ins too. Well, Brady was at the OTAs because Jimmy was at the OTAs, and that makes Brady go to the OTAs. I want to go back to the 2013 OTA sound that you played. You requested Jim to play, where Brady talked about the importance of OTAs. Because there was a follow-up question after Brady's answer about the throwing sessions and how it's the building block for, you know, training camp, and it gets you off to a good start, so it carries you through a season and gives you the whole spiel, right? Because it's typical Brady.
Why don't we play that on the other side of Hardy's headlines? That sound good to you?
Sounds great.
Okay, we can do that. Don't go anywhere.
All right.